with Lee right now.
Because once again, his issues are taking priority over mine. And I'm worried I'm going to have to give up on our relationship. Because if Lee wants to mess up his life and his chance, I can't let it destroy mine. Today, me and Lee are headed to talk to a therapist that Dr. Now is sending us to. He wants us to work on our relationship, and he's concerned if we don't, then I won't have the support I need. So he's not willing to give me weight loss surgery until he feels like that's addressed.
These last few months, I felt like Renee hasn't been there to support me. So I'm really upset at her. And I'm not sure talking to a therapist would change any of that.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Lola. It's nice to meet you. So glad you all could come today. So, what's been the struggle since getting here to Texas?
Since this journey has started, he has changed and become a different person.
And how do you feel about that person?
I don't like it. I don't like him.
Is that difficult for you to hear, Lee?
I don't know what kind of person she wants me to be.
I want you to communicate with me.
I will conversate with you.
I want you to...
If you don't turn around and tell me I'm not paying attention when I say something, call me a liar.
That's part of conversating.
Hear her out.
Okay, but...
This is why we can't communicate, because he either overtalks me, interrupts me, or...
What I am seeing is that when Renee starts to express herself,
yes,
and she's expressing emotions related to how she experiences you, you kind of flare up. So at what point did you all start talking to each other in this way?
We had some pretty good fights.
He became violent.
Physically?
Physically violent.
And he has never been like that.
There's only been a couple instances. It ain't like I hit her every day, but
Lee, it's important not to minimize
what she has done to me, you know, the verbal, the, you know, screaming and the...
So it sounds like the two of
you... I have never cussed you, called you names like you do me. You cuss me, you call me names. You constantly are putting me down.
And so let me ask this. When you began this relationship, what'd you expect?
The one main reason I am trying therapy and trying to make this work is because I know the first 10 years that me and him were together, he was never abusive.
Okay.
That's not who he was.
I've never punched her, never slapped her, anything like that.
Unfortunately, Lee.
She ran at me with her fist up. I grabbed her by her hands and I kicked her because she was going to hit me.
I was holding his hands.
Unfortunately, physical abuse is always, always wrong.
I know this, but it ain't like I doubled my fist and knocked the piss out of her.
What people have to realize is that domestic violence is progressive. If someone yells at you, they'll smack you. If someone smacks you, they'll kick you. If someone kicks you, they'll stomp you. If someone will stomp you, they will kill you. People die.
We have been together all this time, and he had never been abusive, ever.
You've never been in my face like you have been lately.
In the time that we've been in this room together, guys.
I mean, there's times where you get so bad, you won't stop.
In the time that we've been, excuse me, guys. I need you guys to get the severity of this. In the time that we've sat in this room together, there have been women, men, and children that have lost their lives within the minutes that we've been sitting in this room together from family violence. It's a real issue. And Lee, what you need to understand is the surgery removed your drug of choice as an option. And that withdrawal is bringing an anger issue to the surface that we need to deal with and that you need to get under control. Anger is the manifestation of unmet needs, desires, and emotions. And the only way to break patterns of abuse are to develop new and healthy coping skills. And you have to learn how to walk away from unhealthy confrontation. And if you find that you can't abstain from acting out in anger and getting physical with her, you leave the relationship because it's a matter of life or death for the both of you.
I see where what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
And now I know that I need to change. And I'm very sorry for the way I've treated you, Renee. And I'm going to do my best to do better. I love you. Let's just try to work through this.
Renee, I want you to look at him really sternly, and I want you to tell him how, if he ever lays a hand on you again, that's it. No discussion. You're out of there.
Lee, if you ever touch me again,
yeah,
physically, I am gone. I will leave, and I will go back home. And that's okay. A promise.
I accept that.
So, guys, thanks so much for being here today. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Carrie, give me a little hand, baby.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I feel like that went as well as it possibly could.
I think he actually listened to what she had to say, and hopefully we can work on our relationship and maybe even rekindle what's been broke and learn to love each other again.